This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Students of knowledge in this country, they need to learn the history of Indian scholarship. Because the problem, because reason is because most madrasas here, they are related to the Indian madrasas. Most Muslims are from Indian subcontinent, and very often you hear the, you know, about Indian scholars and ulama. So people should know really the history of scholarship in India. It is very important. And reason also is important because when you see the madrasas here and many ulama, the way they behave, so you must be putting all the blame on India, that this is what India does. So I want to make very clear, this is not what India is not responsible for many things that what you see here, many parts of the curriculum and the way many ulama give fatwa and all those things. It is not India, India is not responsible for that. So let me make a little bit clear. Many madrasas, when you visit here, the curriculum that you see that they use to teach students, you know what curriculum means. I don't want to go in detail. When I teach the course, I'll explain inshallah that anyway. When you teach the curriculum, major part of the curriculum has no relation to the society where people live. Curriculum is never meant to be, you know, different from society. It is to prepare people for the society where they live. But they teach those subjects which you don't need here, which will be no relevance to you, not even for the Islamic sciences. Actually, the right word for many of the things that happen in these madrasas really is, if you know what museum means, if you go in a museum, what happens? You see there those things which are in the history used to happen, but when you come for the museum, nobody has that. It is basically history. Madrasas has become like a museum. So what they teach you there, what you discuss there, those this is discussed, nothing to do with society. You learn when you come into society, you become alien because society is different from what you learn, like a museum. Museum is alien to the society. This is a problem. That why you need to know really, does India only produce museums, or India really has some relevance to the society? So this is not the case really. I have worked so much on this subject. If you look at Indian curriculum from the beginning, it kept changing. They kept making curriculum more relevant to the society where they live. Every time they used to change it. So there I have divided the Indian curriculum into 7 phases. So one of them is, you know, Farangi Mahal. You know, when you must have heard the name Darsa Nizami. All these madrasas in this country, they follow Nizami curriculum from Deoband. This Darsa Nizami was not Indian curriculum in the beginning. In Indian people, for many, many centuries, they used to follow different curriculum. This curriculum only started in India in the 18th century, late Mughal Empire. When Muslim empire was in declining, that is the time. And the purpose was to provide certain officials for the Mughal empire. Some judges, something like that. That was the purpose, but more actually basically secular curriculum. The people who made the curriculum, they died, finished. But somehow Indian people after that stopped thinking. They kept that curriculum as something more sacred and more holy. They are not read. So from the 18th century until now, same curriculum. Indian people don't do this. Before that, they used to change every century, make more relevant. That curriculum, when it was invented, it was relevant. It was for a purpose. Now that Mughal Empire has finished, those conditions are finished. Still, you keep repeating essentially like the story. You know, in Indian people have fatwa that in the khutbah you must make khutbah of Juma in Arabic language. Other without that, khutbah is not valid. People don't know Arabic. Either imams also don't know Arabic. So what they did, some people wrote khutbah in Arabic, so you read them. So even they don't know how to read write khutbah, so somebody wrote some of khutbah during the Ottoman Empire. So in the khutbah, you make dua for the Khalifa. So end of the khutbah is, O Allah, make the Sultan ibn Sultan, Khaqan ibn Khaqan, in his kingdom to remain forever. Khaladallahu mulkahu wa sultanatahu, as Sultan ibn Sultan, al-Khaqan ibn Khaqan. Ottoman Empire finished, Ottoman Khulafa finished, but this khutbah in India never finished. You go, still the same khutbah. I was more shocked really than in Oxford until now. One of the imam, he used to give khutbah, same khutbah. So one of my Arab friends said to me, who is this sultan that they make him dua for? So I said, it is actually Ottoman Emperor Sultan Abdul Hamid Thani. He said, but he's no more alive, but they're making dua that may he live forever. They know he has died. So, you know, people who wrote khutbah, they wrote khutbah relevant to their time. It is the problem, actually, people who read this khutbah, they don't know really what it means. So people who made Darsa Nizami, they made Darsa Nizami relevant to the time. But now people keep using it. It is their inability, their inefficiency. So that what we need to learn, that how many curriculums have been in India. how Indian people used to teach, how many, you know, what, how many years you have to spend, what were really curriculum, was it secular, it was religious, what it used to produce, what the purpose of the curriculum, when they used to educate people, what the purpose, and what was the standard, how people used to, you know, evaluate it, how, this was very complicated, not, it was so simple, and people produced, there used to be thinker, now thinking is gone, in many of these madrasas, if you ask, then you are not allowed to ask question, in the end madrasas, you discuss and debate and you challenge your teacher, you write a book against your teacher because you don't agree with this theory. That how it happened, very, very rich tradition, and still those books are alive. People need to learn. Once you learn that, then you can compare properly. Then you know really that, you know, we have to make our curriculum more relevant to the society where we live. You know, you live in this country and you study history of India. Tell me, does it make any sense? If Indian curriculum teaches you Indian history, it makes sense. Because it's Indian curriculum. You carry that same curriculum here without thinking the space where you live. They teach Indian history because that's where they live. Now you teach Indian history, take me what sense it makes. Don't now you, here you need to teach British history, European thoughts and ideas. In India, they used to teach Greek logic for a purpose. Don't you now need in this country to teach people modern logic? Greek logic has become irrelevant for all the people here. The universities here don't teach anymore. In the past, they used to teach in the 18th century, but now, you know, in universities in this country, they don't teach. It has so much change. You don't know the modern logic. You still keep teaching the same thing. Indian people teach for a purpose. Now you are living in this country, which has done so well in philosophy. This country, really, and Europe in general, but this country especially in the logic and philosophy, their achievement, you know, everybody can see. Still, you don't benefit from them. You don't learn what they have read. You still keep teaching those books written in India, but you don't know the books written in this country. It's a rational science, not a sacred thing. That's what we need to learn really. Then you understand really that Indian people are not responsible for that. Indian people used to think, they used to change. Now these madrasas, if they are rigid, it is their problem, not Indian problem. So we need to understand that, then actually it will help us to establish new curriculum, new madrasas, where we can make the people who study there more relevant to the society in which they operate.